Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you from Madison on Devil Radio from Waukesha on the Shaw. Lines are open 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. You know, I hope the listeners really listen to what you're talking about, because what you're talking about is an effort to save democracy. If these Putin-loving politicians get in, in our state, they're already in. Remember, they're already in. They're already working. They will do everything to bring down democracy, including terrorist attacks on the White House. And if we don't really take this seriously, and the people I like to pick up by the collar and shake are the Democrats, why aren't you guys prosecuting these guys even on an individual basis? Why aren't you guys organizing class action lawsuits? Why aren't you guys tying these guys up so legally like they tie us up? Why aren't you giving them a dose of their own medicine? Because if we don't, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, we'll be shaking our heads and saying the country's gone. So, Matt, keep carrying that flag. And, boy, if I could convince you to – I don't know what it would take to convince you to run against the Duchess of Foxconn, but you'd beat her like you'd fold her like an envelope. I mean, you've got what it takes. You've got the facts. You've got the reasoning. And the one thing you do that I think is just supreme, invite the people that don't agree with us to the top of the phone call list and let them spew their junk. Just let them, because they make fools out of themselves when they talk. Thanks again, and have a great day.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. I really appreciate it, as always. And you know, frankly, you hit the nail on the head. If the average person calls into a very conservative or right-wing station, you may not get on. And if you do get on, the minute they think they see what you want to talk about, out you go. What we like on this state, and well, frankly, on the network, but certainly on this and this show, is I like all points of view. That's why I say all points of view are welcome. And the truth of the matter is, people are rational. There's always a germ of something that somebody else is saying, and they may be mistaken, and they may be saying something that's false, but they've been fed it, and it's very, very useful to correct it. Speaking of that, I'll tell you, Joe Manchin has been saying some things lately we've got to understand. And I think we have got to find a way to work around it. First of all, on the soft infrastructure, the so-called $1.75 trillion bill, he continues to drag his feet. And a number of senators, including Durbin of Illinois and others, have at least privately come to the conclusion that he will never vote for anything, anything. So Bernie Sanders has proposed that we break it down and just set it up on budget reconciliation for the individual components and force Manchin to vote against them. He can't vote against black lung, but the rest of it, they are coming to the conclusion that they are not going to pass anything in that bill. Much more disturbing is his approach to the filibuster, suspending it for voting rights. And he has said something, and you may have heard this. So if people say this to you, I want to give you the background on it. He says the filibuster has been around for 232 years. This is him talking, which is not true, but he says 232 years. And it goes back to George Washington's sworn in 1788. And therefore, we have to be cautious about suspending it even for one bill. Now, remember, Moscow Mitch suspended it for Supreme Court appointments. It's suspended all the time. But the 232-year statement of his is untrue. It's untrue. Both Madison and Hamilton, two of our most astute founding fathers who were principally involved in writing the Federalist Papers and also crafting the Constitution, they argued against supermajorities. They said the only reason you should have a supermajority are three things: foreign treaties, constitutional amendments, and removal of an impeached president or other federal officer from office. In other words, if the House impeaches the president, it should take two-thirds to throw him out. That's always been the case. If you're going to enter into a treaty with a foreign country, remember the United States was very vulnerable at that time, it should be two-thirds. And if there's a constitutional amendment, two-thirds. That's it. That's it. They were opposed to supermajorities. They're opposed to filibusters. The filibuster came in 1837. Why? Because of the Southern states, the fight over slavery, and just like the fight over civil rights in the 1960s, was coming to the fore, and the South, maybe anticipating what happened during the Civil War, wanted supermajorities, and they wanted to stop debate. And initially, believe it or not, it took 100 senators. Back then, there weren't 100. There's two per state. But it took every senator unanimously to agree to stop debate. Well, the guy debating wasn't going to agree to stop himself. And they'd get up and they would just read things. They'd read Shakespeare. They'd read the Bible. They would read the dictionary. That went on. And then what happened then was, obviously, there's a civil war. And it got reduced to 2/3. It got reduced to 60%. And then it was not used except for things, obviously, like treaties, constitutional amendments, and removal of impeached presidents until the Clinton era. So it was not 232 years. That's the history of it. By Manchin saying that, I don't know how much, I mean, it's plain on the nose in your face. I don't know how much more you need from the guy. He ain't going to vote to suspend the filibuster, even for voting rights. And he ain't going to vote for soft infrastructure. I do not know why he does this elaborate striptease where the music plays and he says, if you'll do this, if you'll do that, I'll take off this, that, and nothing ever happens. I think it's because he's in a state where he's pandering to people on the right of the Republican Party, hoping that they don't put up a strong candidate against him as a Republican. And he keeps getting Republican donations. And then on the Democratic Party, he basically hoodwinks enough people in the Democratic Party that they go, oh, well, at least he's our guy. Well, he's not our guy. He will not vote for voting rights. If he wanted voting rights, he'd move to suspend the filibuster for one bill, just like Moscow Mitch did. He fundamentally is not for voting rights. He's fundamentally not for anything in the Build Back Better bill. He's fundamentally not even for black lung benefits. He has about a $30 million interest in a coal mine. He is a chameleon who's managed to forge a political career in a very tough state by playing games. We got to understand that. We have got to understand that. Everybody's going around, if we only give him a little more, or maybe he's for voting rights. He's not for voting rights. The filibuster is nothing more than something that started to be used in the Clinton era to shut things down, requiring 60 votes. Even during the civil rights era in the 60s, you couldn't just say filibuster and then that's the end of it. You had to get up on your hind legs and start reading the Bible and the dictionary and Shakespeare, and people got tired of seeing you on TV. That's what squeezed in the civil rights legislation. If they had just said, take 60 votes, go away, that is wrong. And Manchin and Sinema, too, she follows his lead, is the big problem. They are the very, very big problem. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. There's some great call-ins. Stand by for some great programming. You have Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Dueling Tangents, Luke and Brian. You have Devil's Advocate. You have Earl Ingram. Great evening programming. Great weekend programming. Centerpiece is Pizza Box Mike at noon on Saturdays. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.